The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
And I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle streaming podcast 24/7. And today is October 26, 2016. Go out to motivationmuscle.com, download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Also, our 30-day program, also strength times power equals success, and the winner's circle. Everything out there is free. Usually there's two chargeable items out there, but you go out right now, you give us your email address, you get anything you want or all four. It's up to you. Everything out there is proven, tested, and ready to roll. So go out there and check all that out. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We've got our good friend Gary Reinel on today, and before I bring him in, we've done an introduction show with Gary probably about a month ago almost, and we're obviously we'll have a brand new one on today to get up very shortly. Go out and just look at the wealth of knowledge out there, all the people that are associated with the show. No one out there has got content like we do, so go out, learn it, educate yourself. If you need help, you can always get a hold of us, but most of all, it's all out there. There is just deep, deep holes full of information. If you love what we talk about with the MMA, Highland Games, Strongman, recovery, how to build yourself through a power rack, et cetera, the mental thing is big here. It's all there for you. So go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Like I said, we got Gary Reinel on with us today, and I'm going to give you a little information on this gentleman. Number one, he's a writer and athlete with nearly 40 years in the sports medicine field. He's a trainer of professional athletes. He's a pioneer of strength building for women during pregnancy and developed rehabilitation programs for injured workers. If you haven't heard the last show we did, Gary wrote a very controversial book called Iced, and that's I-C-E-D. He wrote it. It's an incredible book. It dispels the notion that you need ice to basically get over the injury, especially when you first have the injury, and obviously to rehab it. So we're going to talk about a number of things, but the two main things we're going to get into is heavy lifting and recovery, because we know how imperative that is, and it seems to be on everybody's mind now more than ever. So, Gary, welcome back to Motivation and Muscle, sir.
My absolute pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Eric.
Absolutely, Gary. It's a pleasure to have you here. Give out any information I missed, websites, et cetera, and then we're going to start in today's topics.
My website is Gary Reinel. That's Reinl.com. And the book Iced is available on Amazon and Kindle. I encourage anybody who wants to join the meltdown, leading others out of the ice age, read the book and learn and help others.
Absolutely. It's a great book. These two things are very close to my heart, but especially the first one, obviously, is heavy lifting. A lot of people word it many other ways, but we're just going to talk about barbell, stones. A lot of, I love talking about the odd object lifting, whether it's an anvil or you're messing with stuff that is not made to be lifted and is very harsh on the body. So, heavy lifting, Gary. Let's talk about some barbells. I mean, we know the squat, the deadlift, the bench overhead are very heavy movements, the bent rows, all those things, the dips. How do you equate heavy lifting to you when we're talking in the barbell world?
Well, my spot in the heavy lifting world really has to do with recovery after you train.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you lifted, how you lifted it, why you lifted it, where you lifted it. I literally have worked with guys who throw the telephone poles in the yep. with the kilts on, and I'm not quite sure what that's called, but
it's Highland Games.
I literally have worked with guys who do that, and guys who lift cars, and
yep.
Then people who just do heavy squatting. And the reality is, no matter what you did, you got to recover afterwards.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how you got tired and sore. If you got tired and sore, you need to recover. And if you don't recover, and you drag that fatigue from time to time to time to time, from session to session to session, the next thing you know, you'll alter your body mechanics.
Yep.
You alter your body mechanics lifting heavy weights, and you'll get hurt. It's an absolute formula. Fatigue, alter your mechanics, get hurt. Now, we don't want to get hurt.
Nope.
Unfortunately, most people get hurt before they learn how to recover.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your sentence.
Well, most people get hurt before they learn how to recover. They simply don't understand. And they think, well, you know, if as long as I train hard, I'll do good.
Yep.
But the fact is, most people do not understand the simple realities that you don't get stronger training. You get stronger recovering and growing. When you train, you actually become weaker as a result of training, right? Because you get tired.
Yep.
So that's not when you get strong. That may stimulate the potential growth in the future, but that's potential growth. For example, if you don't hydrate correctly,
yeah.
You don't nourish correctly. You don't rest correctly. It is unlikely you will adapt and grow and become stronger. So you gotta eat right, drink right, and sleep right. But then there's more to it. There's understanding how the body actually regenerates the tissue, how the body actually recovers. And that's what I'm hopeful we can talk about today.
Oh, absolutely. You know what fascinates me, though, more than anything now? I mean, obviously, science has gotten a lot smarter over the years, especially with the athlete. But you never heard recovery to the degree it is now. I mean, it just seems like every time you turn around, there's something new coming out. Somebody wrote another paper, whether you buy into it or not. But what was it that suddenly just dropped that everybody said, all right, I'm doing this, this, and this? And, you know, you look at stuff through the years. I mean, we produced some great athletes. A lot of countries did. Now, I don't know what they were doing for recovery. I know I'm sure it's not even near what we know today and what we're doing. But how did we produce such great athletes, say, 40 years ago? You know, you look like at a guy like Ken Patera or Alexia or Bill Kazmaier or even like the old school bodybuilders like a John Grimmick or any of these guys. What was it? I mean, they didn't have the facilities. They didn't have the trainers. They didn't have the stuff to the degree we got now. How did they get so good? And, I mean, I'm not going to compare time frames because if they did to Alexia what they're doing to XYZ athlete today, they'd all say, well, he could have even been better than he was. But what was it how did they get it done back in the day before we move now to 2016?
Well, two things happened during my time doing this, and I've been around doing athletics since the 60s. And when I came up in the 60s, the coaches always said to us, if you got hurt or you did a hard workout, they would say, walk it off. Don't sit still. Got to keep moving. It'll tighten up. We had no idea what they were talking about. But I can tell you this, if you sat still, it tightened up.
Yep.
So we learned you had to keep moving. And that's what we did. Then in about 1973, October of 73, I opened the 7th Nautilus gym in the world.
Yep.
And that was the strength building switch. It's when people went to the machines and no one ever had those kinds of facilities. And literally in 73, I had the 7th one in the world. And we started doing the program that the inventor of that equipment, Arthur Jones, the original experiment was called the Colorado Experiment.
Yep.
And if you've never read about that, if any of your listeners have never read about it, just Google it and read it. It was incredible what they did to Casey Viator.
Yep.
They just beat him in a way that you could hardly believe people could stand physically, doing negative only, working out twice a week for about 22 minutes, The gains are unbelievable, and they're literally unbelievable. However, they replicated the study. They went to West Point a year and a half, 2 years later. In fact, I was just at West Point 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And when I walked in, I went, man, I remember the last time I was here. It's a long time ago, but this place is still as awesome as it was the first time I came.
Yep.
And by the way, if you've never been to West Point, or if any of the listeners have never been there, do yourself a favor. Go to West Point and get impressed with perfection.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a blade of grass out of place in the entire campus.
Yeah.
Absolutely spectacular facility. Now, with that said, what they did at West Point was they took the football team and they did negatives only.
Mm-hmm.
They did heavy negatives only. And I'm talking about to where your eyes can't believe what the human bodies are doing. And you go, wow, how do you do that? Well, it takes three people to lift the weight. And on some of the machines they had developed, you could lift them with your feet for your upper body.
Yep.
So you'd use your legs to lift the weight. So what I did was I copied that in my facility. And I trained Olympic and world-class athletes back in the early 70s doing negative only.
Okay.
And this might not sound believable unless you read the Colorado experiment and the West Point experiment. Then you'd know that I'm either making it up or copying what they did. I'm telling you, I did it.
Yep.
And I, not only did I do it, but I still the people are still alive, and I can prove I did it. I trained guys negative only. It took three people, me and two others, to do it, to lift the weights for them, hand it to them, and have them do the work.
Yep.
I'd hold their heart rate above 200. For the entire 20-plus minute workout.
Wow.
Somewhere around 20, 22 minutes they'd work out. I'd hold their heart rate that high. And then people go, well, you can't hold a heart rate above 200. Okay, I did it every week with my guy. So don't tell me you can't. We did it.
Yep.
Now, with that said, they only trained twice a week. That's all they did.
Yep.
And when those athletes reached the point of going to the 1980 Olympics, which we didn't participate in because we protested because of Russia doing something or whatever.
Yeah.
But those guys were ready. They were the strongest people, the most conditioned people I'd ever worked with in my entire life. And still to this day, never met any people like them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what happened. If you check in my book, you'll see the whole thing is documented in my book. A doc came in, his name is Mickelson. He's still a figure out in California. He was an orthopedic surgeon. And he brought in a couple or one of his friends. And his friend was also a doc, but his friend was a weightlifter and used to doing hard weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get this straight. Regular weightlifting does not compare to hard work, to where you're holding the heart rate above 200 for 20-some minutes. And three people are lifting the weight and handing it to the person. And if you ever hand it to them and they weren't ready, you could literally just crush them because the weights were so heavy and so dangerous to hand off.
Yep.
And in fact, for anybody who's never done negatives, don't do it with anybody who doesn't know how to hand off.
Yep.
Because if you hand it off wrong, the person just absolutely gets screwed. So here's what happens. The doc comes in and he's watching the workout. And he loves it. And he comes back and he watches again and again and again. Finally, he brings his friend down. And he says to me, he says, Gary, I want you to put my buddy through the Olympic workout. That he called it that. We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But he called it the Olympic workout. And I said, Doc, I said, it's impossible. It took years to get to the point these guys can take this much work. You can't just do this. Forget the fact that you might say, well, I want to do it. No, you can't handle it. Well, he insisted and said, no, he's a weightlifter and, you know, we're both docs. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll put you through. And I put him through a light negative workout. I mean, it was candy. My guys wouldn't even warm up with the weight that we used with this guy.
Yep.
By the way, this was a tough guy. This wasn't a wimp.
Yep.
You know, this is a guy who came to play. After about, we were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We were 7 exercises deep at the time. And I called it off. I said, stop. And he said, no, he wants to finish. I said, Doc, stop, really. It's not safe. And how I knew it wasn't safe, because just before you get in trouble, your face turns ash white, and yep. you get a dark gray bar under your eyes. And that is the telltale sign you're going to do A, throw up, B, pass out, C, both.
Yeah, yep.
And I said, stop. And they were like, no, he wants to finish. And then he started egging his buddy on, saying, see, I told you how hard it was. I said, no. I said, guys, seriously, stop. Well, they said, please, Gary, can we finish? And I said, I'll tell you what. You're both doctors. If you want to finish it, you take them through. So Dr. Mickelson took them through the rest of the way. And by the way, I use real names in my book.
Yeah, yeah.
These are real people that are alive. I hate it when people tell stories and don't say who they're talking about, because you know that they're making it up.
Sure.
This is what actually happened. The doc finishes. Now, in the end, their last three or four things were just candy stuff. I could have done it with one arm.
Yep.
Literally could have done. But by the way, normal people couldn't even try to do what this guy accomplished. But compared to the Olympic workout, this was candy. This
right.
was nothing. I look over on the floor, and there's the doc, and he's on the floor, and he's bad. He looks bad.
Yeah.
And I know what's going to happen. He's going to pass out. So I'm like, guys, really, don't – you got to pay attention right now. You're really in trouble. So they leave, and they go home, and they get back – they were roommates, and they get back to the house, and Dr. Mickelson notices that his buddy's getting in trouble. And what ends up happening is they rush him to the hospital. We literally crushed his muscles.
Oh, wow.
In the book, I explain, you know, that's the original rhabdo. I never heard of it before that.
Yeah.
But we almost put him in kidney failure, and he was on intravenous in the hospital.
Wow.
And when I did that, that was the moment where I realized, because other doctors pointed out to me, Gary, you know, you could have killed him.
Yeah.
I said, well, first of all, I didn't. I stopped it. I said, don't do it. But he said, yeah, but if he had died in here, it'd be your fault. And I said, you know what? You're right. I need to get smart. So from that day on, and by the way, this is fully documented and explained in my book with real names. So anybody who's saying, oh, I don't believe that, tell you what, get my book. Read it.
Yep.
You'll see that it's real.
Yep. Yep.
This really happened. Now, so what did that teach me? It taught me that if you train too hard when you weren't ready for it, you could get really hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, as you know, that's not the first person to have their muscles crushed. It happens often in the military on forced marches with heavy bags on their back. It happens in some of the new exercise type centers that come up. I don't want to say a brand name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Where they've had trouble with people doing too much. Well, here's the point of all of that. You can train really hard regardless. So it doesn't matter whether you're lifting tires or throwing rocks or lifting weights. It doesn't matter what causes the damage. You can cause significant damage to the point where you can actually die.
Mm-hmm.
Most people won't go that far. But everybody, whether it's simply pulling weeds in the backyard, everybody damages tissue. And understanding how the tissue regenerates, what actually has to happen for recovery, that's what matters.
Oh, yeah.
And the vast majority of the professional and world-class athletes and their trainers that I work with have a very slight understanding of how the body actually regenerates tissue. Now, that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with all the people that I work with. The fact is, hardly anybody knows anything about it.
Yep.
Most people have bought into, like you said, it's a relatively new phrase, recovery.
Yeah.
They bought into what the recovery drinks have convinced people about, or the recovery bars, or the recovery socks. And you say, guys, listen to me. It's real simple. It doesn't matter what you drink. It doesn't matter what you eat. It doesn't matter what you wear. Until you decongest the area, and stimulate the muscles to produce and release the myokines that drive or mediate the tissue regeneration process, everything is compromised.
Yep. Yep.
So what do I say to the guy when he says to me, well, what I do for recovery is I always have my guys drink a recovery shake, and I have them wear this recovery shirt afterwards. Okay, that's really good, but it doesn't matter what you drink, what you eat, or what you wear until you decongest the area and stimulate the muscles to produce and release the myokines that drive or mediate the tissue regeneration process. That is reality. So how are you going to do that?
Well, I know from talking to you last time, I heard you in the beginning, I would think everybody would know the word. It's called movement, right?
You got it. Well, yes, but I want to throw something at you on that.
Sure.
I know that you know what you meant because I talked to you enough to know that.
Yep.
Movement isn't enough. And what I mean by that is passive movement. So just passively moving your legs. Say you put in one of those passive moving machines.
Yep.
Or you have one of those machines that pump up against your leg with pressure and then release, and pump up against your legs with pressure and then release. That's passive movement. You need to have active movement, and hence the phrase active recovery.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, I never heard the word active recovery. In fact, in my book, when I was researching my book, I tried to remember the first time I ever heard the phrase active recovery.
Right.
And I honestly can't place it before the beginning of the 2000s. Now, when's the first time you heard active recovery?
Oh, God, I can't. For a year, I don't know, probably 5 years ago at least, where I initially, they were talking about recovery was ART, active release technique. That was a big thing. I started out with that. Obviously, you know, we've talked about different machines. There's Earth Pulse for sleeping for recovery. There's the Mark Pro, which you're affiliated with, which I'm affiliated with. And then obviously, you know, I had never heard much either way. You know, everybody was always ice, ice, ice. And then once Dr. Weil introduced me to you and your book, that changed everything for me right there. So at least 5 years, and I've tried different things, obviously, and I've read your book, and we've talked about the stimulator, Mark Pro machine, et cetera, et cetera. But I guess the question I got, Gary, is this. All right. Recovery is huge, and you're right on the money. Who cares about those garbage sports drinks? You know, these guys load up with gallons of protein, which is doing nothing but going out both ends of their body. They're probably getting very minimal of it because a lot of the stuff is junk. And the thing is, you know, this is what I want to ask you, too, and I don't know if we talked about this last time, but let's face it, all right? Is a good night's sleep still probably the number one recovery when you, say, put it together with a Mark Pro or whatever you're using to get rid of those areas of inflammation? What is your feeling with all that? I mean, I'm trying to tie it together with a bow on top, basically, for you.
Well, the big points are this. You've got to properly hydrate.
Yep.
You've got to properly nourish. And you've got to properly rest. And that is it. You've got to do those three things. If you miss any of the three, or worse, many people screw up all three of them.
Yeah.
But if you miss any of the three, results are compromised.
Yep.
And as good as the Mark Pro is, I tell all the athletes I work with and the elite military and the others that I'm involved with, I tell everybody, look, this product is really good. It works. But you've got to give me what I need.
Yeah,
I need you to be properly hydrated.
Yep.
I need you to be properly nourished. I need you to be properly rested.
Okay, okay.
And I can deliver.
Okay, not to interrupt you either. I didn't mean to do that. Let's talk about getting enough liquid into your body, hydrated. What is the best form of hydration? I mean, I drink mostly water, and I know people use different sports drinks or they add stuff to their water. what would you suggest, in your opinion, that's the best way to hydrate the body?
Well, first thing that I would recommend is for anybody who really wants to know, there is a great book called Waterlogged. It's written by an MD. It's spectacular.
Okay.
The guy is as far out explaining about hydration as I am explaining about why you shouldn't ice damage tissue.
Okay.
It is a brilliant book. Now, with that said, I follow a simple rule. I drink and never force.
Okay.
Now I'm a long distance runner. In fact, I just got back from nearly a 20-mile run, literally just now.
Okay.
And I've got water here with me as we're talking, but I wear a camel pack. I actually wear a thing on my back with the water that I carry the water when I run. And I take water when I need it, and I don't ever force it. When I'm done, I'm done, and I pay attention, but then I do something else. Well, first of all, let me tell you how I got to doing something else.
Okay.
And I'm very reluctant to brand name people. I don't like it because then it sounds like, oh, he's pushing a product. No, I'm not pushing a product. I'm telling you that this is what I have found looking at everything available on the market and spending time to understand for me personally and then for my business, because all the athletes I work with, basically what I need is a properly hydrated individual so they get good muscle contraction so my machine works.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to be properly hydrated. And there is only one product that I use. It's called The Right Stuff. That's actually the brand name, by the way. It's called The Right Stuff.
Yep.
And what the guy did was he licensed the formula from NASA. Now, this isn't one of those goofy things that, oh, NASA did it. No, this is actually NASA developed this for the astronauts to keep them properly hydrated. Now, my understanding of the process is this. Those guys figured out how to land on the moon and come back in the 60s. I got to figure they understand how to properly hydrate the body.
I would say.
So I read all the stuff that they had to say. I talked to the guy that owns the company for hours. And I now recommend his product to all of my users. Because when you properly hydrate, you get a better muscle recruitment and activation. And recovery is contingent upon muscle activation. Mm-hmm. What I tell everyone is this. The more fiber you attract, the less time it takes to accomplish a given task. So say your quads are just absolutely trash from a hard workout, and you're not properly hydrated, and I'm trying to activate your muscles electronically to get the recovery process in motion. Well, I can't activate dehydrated muscles.
Right.
It won't work.
Right.
But worse, it'll cramp. So I need you to have proper or optimal hydration, and that product I just told you, The Right Stuff, is an awesome product.
Okay. So now we got our dehydration going. Well, I'm not dehydration. We're hydrated now. So now we can start the road to recovery. Now we get into the nutritional end of it. Now, this is always a pretty iffy thing for people because we have all different styles of people, whether you're a vegan, whether you eat just grass-fed beef, et cetera, et cetera. Nutritionally, what do you suggest as far as, because that it all goes into recovery, how do you see nutrition and how do you balance it out to get the best bang for the buck after you've gone out and put a car up over your head and threw it, say, so to speak?
Well, I'm not even going to pretend that I am an expert on nutrition.
Right.
I rely on other people for help there.
Okay.
However, I have been a vegan for I've been a vegetarian for over 40 years. I've been a vegan for over 35 years or so.
Okay.
So I have to pay attention simply because I'm so far out of the norm because I'm a vegan that doesn't use soy and doesn't eat gluten.
Thank God.
So I have to pay attention.
Yep.
to nutrition because where do you get what you need? And I do have people that help me and have guided me and whose books I've read to just keep me so that I don't get weaker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I do is a very simple thing. I have a thing where I go to the gym, and I know how many chin-ups I could do 25 years ago, and I know how many I can do now. And it's the same number.
Okay.
So I go to the gym first thing, dead hang, pull my chin up above the top of the bar, lower myself down slowly, pause, and do it again. And so long as my number, and it's 25 years, I've been doing this little test. I'm getting older. I can still do it. In fact, in the gym, I'm now in my mid-60s, and the young guys will sometimes walk over to me and go, "Dude, how many of them did you do?" And they go, "Man, how old are you?" And I go, "I'm a little older than you."
Yeah, exactly.
But it's fun because it's a good test. And then I also know how fast I can run 10 miles on flat surface. You can't count hills and things because that throws off your time. So I know how fast I can run. So once each year, on or around my birthday, my rule is 30 days before or 30 days after, during that time, that basically 60-day span, I go and do a 2-mile speed test at the track.
Nice.
Tracks are flat. They're all the same size. So that's how I gauge. And by the way, how do you feel? You know, do you feel fit? Do you feel strong? Are you sleeping well? Are you sleeping too much? Those things count too. But I do my two tests. I do my chin test every time I go to the gym. And I do my running test mandatory once a year. And then, of course, I'm running 3-4 times a week anyway. But they're not the test. So that's how I keep track of what am I eating, or am I eating what I need to stay fit and strong.
Right.
Now, how complicated is that? I have met people who literally have their blood drawn to see if they're missing anything.
Wow.
Okay, I agree. That's true. That'll tell you something. So should you do that? My way works. Is it best? No, drawing your blood would probably be best because then you can see if you're missing anything.
Right, right.
But if you just follow a simple rule, and remember, I said up front, I'm not a nutritional expert, but I am involved, and I do pay attention personally because of my dietary habits.
Yeah.
I don't eat anything. My rule is this. If you can't read it, don't eat it.
Right.
So if you look at the ingredients and you can't pronounce the word, don't eat that. and if you're going to eat something that is carrots, the bag should say ingredients, carrots. If it says carrots, red dye number 14, red dye or yellow dye number 74, mono something or another, glutamate, no. Get the bag that says carrots.
Yep.
They're my simple rules. It's so easy to follow. If I can't read it, don't eat it. And I want the ingredients to be as tight as it can to what the thing really was.
Yep. No, I mean, look, I try to keep things real basic. Obviously, I eat meat. I like red meat the best. I try to get everything I can organic or grass finished because come to find out, a lot of them use soy silage, and they don't list that. They're selling you grass-fed beef, but it has soy in it. That infuriates me. So I got to be very careful with that. I eat any eggs I have. You know, there's no soy feed with that because there's certain places I can go and get that. I do drink milk. I usually always drink raw milk. I eat raw cheese, raw yogurt. It doesn't seem to bother me. It never has. I eat a lot of fat. I love avocados. I eat regular butter. I do eat coconut oil. I use heavy cream. If I do use protein with the raw milk, I always mix it with heavy cream, quarter cup. I only eat milk and egg. Not a lot of it. It's more of the raw cream, raw milk. And, of course, my whole thing is surrounded by very heavy power rack work and very heavy stone lifting because I am getting ready to go away. It looks like June is going to be next year. to do a stone tour between Iceland, Scotland, and Wales, but that's just in the preliminary stages, and I've begun training for it about a week and a half ago, and I go out tomorrow night again. So I've never done any other way. I mean, I've dropped sugars, obviously. I've eat very little bread, especially being an Italian. I used to love Italian bread, good, you know, hearty Italian bread, but I stay away from that. Very rarely do I have it. Obviously, I'm not a big starch guy. If I do anything with a baked potato out on the grill, I always slice it, put olive oil and butter in it, wrap it, and put it on like that. I knock on wood, I don't have any issues like that. So that's pretty much what my training is. Now, I find when I'm going to train, especially if I up the ante on eating fats, we know hormonally how that does a few things here and there to you. I cut fats off about 4 hours before I go out. I seem to always have very good training sessions. I mean, it's like anything. You have your on days, off days, but there's quite a consistency with it. And I think for me, nutrition is like one of the biggest factors. I mean, but rest is the most paramount, obviously. But like you said, you can't get to where you want to go if you're not doing them all. You know, I like to kind of sync everything up. I have days where I kind of fall a little short on stuff. Maybe I've got too much going on with the business. You know, I'm late on getting things, but I try to stay very consistent. So now that we've got our hydration and our nourishment, and you can add anything you want to, Gary, we'll get into the recovery, because obviously the recovery now is, I don't know, I got to call it the king of the hill now, because you hear nutrition, I'll be honest with you, I'm glad you talked about the right stuff and hydration, because I don't hear a lot about that, and maybe it's just my ears that aren't hearing it. It's the recovery. So, you know, anything you want to talk about, what I said, how I eat, you're welcome to it. If not, let's move right into recovery, and let's go through the phases of that, if you would, please.
Well, I can't let that pass without noting the obvious. Our diets are the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, here's the good news. We're both healthy, happy, and active.
Yeah.
And neither of us are falling apart.
Nope.
So there is a great space that exists in nutrition. If you get what you need, and you use what you eat, everything's pretty much going to work its way out.
Oh, yeah.
If you're eating good things. But as one guy told me who helped me learn in the early days, he said, Gary, if you go in a food store, only shop the borders.
Yeah.
And I just went, that is brilliant.
Yeah.
And by the way, anybody who didn't get that, the borders are where all the fresh things are.
Yeah.
The aisles have all the stuff that you can't pronounce.
Yeah.
So I have met over the years people who eat like you, people who eat like me, people who eat somewhere in between, and they have all been successful.
Yep.
Rephrase that. I've met people who have been successful that are like you, like me, and in the middle.
Yep.
And with that, I've also found people that train by lifting on machines only. And I've met people who train only lifting with dumbbells. And I've met people who train like you train.
Yep.
And I've met people that train 7 days a week. And I've met people that train 2 or 3 days a week.
Yep.
And many of these people from all the different categories, with all the different styles, with all the different debris, there are champions in every category.
Sure.
So someone says, well, what's the best? Well, hold on. Thus far in my 40 plus years of doing this, I'm now, what am I now? 73? I guess I'm 43 years at this now.
Wow.
In 43 years of doing this, I've met people who do things that I go, that won't work. And yes, it does.
Yep.
I remember the first time I saw Rich Froning train. Rich Froning was crowned the fittest man on earth I think, 5 years or 4 years in a row in the CrossFit competition.
Okay.
Brutal, brutal competition. Are you familiar with that group?
I know CrossFit, but I'm not familiar with him, no.
Oh, the World Championship. It's just brutal. You know, they send you out in the ocean to swim a mile, and then they have you sprint down the beach for a half a mile, and then they have you pick up 100-pound bags and carry them up the stadium and put them over the edge, and then you come down and you're lifting weights and you're cleaning 350
yep.
pounds, and this is event after event after event after event after event, and you just say, that's impossible.
Yeah.
No one can be good at all those different kinds of events. And yet, Rich Froning went undefeated.
Wow.
World champion. Fittest man on earth. I believe four, it could be five, but 4 or 5 years in a row. And if you see Rich, I've actually seen him training. And it's just unbelievable. And you say, well, that wouldn't work. What he does, that doesn't make sense. Well, no, it does make sense because he's the world champion 4 or 5 years in a row. He's very, very, very fit and strong, and in all different categories. And then I met other people who, John Schaefer. I don't know whether you know John, but you probably have run across him.
Okay.
John has trained multiple strongmen. John has the world record, or had 18 world records. He broke his own world record over and over again in powerlifting, and he's trained multiple strongmen.
Mm-hmm.
Names I don't know, but clearly if you looked them up, you'd see it. His facility is called Winning Factor.
Okay.
But John, his claim to fame is that he was a strong man and setting those world records, but he also is a heavyweight champion in karate.
Yep.
And you go, wait a minute. You can't possibly be able to squat and bench press heavy weights and be able to kick somebody in the head. Oh, yeah, John Schaefer is that person. Well, see, that's a contradiction.
Sure.
I've never met anybody who could do heavy weights and be fast on their feet. Well, guess what? John Schaefer is.
Yep.
And his claim to fame, a great book, by the way, is called No Regrets, written by Apollo Ono.
Oh, okay. Well, yep.
Guess who moved in and lived with Apollo Ono for 6 months before he won all his gold medals and trained him? John Schaefer.
Yep.
And the last two chapters of Apollo's book, No Regrets, he talks about John Schaefer and how he literally put him into shape to do what he did.
Yep.
And I talked to Apollo, and he confirmed everything that was in the book and that I had heard. John Schaefer's training is so off the track. He literally has stairs, wooden stairs, in his basement gym that guys run up and down carrying dumbbells. And you go, come on, Apollo Ono trains in this guy's basement in Reading, Pennsylvania?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And then I go to world-class facilities. Say for example, outside Plano, Texas, and world champion Nike training facility there. And it has everything, the best of everything there. And they produce champions also.
Yep.
And I contrast those two facilities and I go, how is it possible that John Schaefer, with wooden stairs in his basement and dumbbells, produces the results he does compared to these guys who also produce champions? And then you look at it and you say, because they train hard.
Yeah.
The one common thread in every facility I've been to that produces champions is they train hard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good news for me is most of those people have not given nearly the thought. No, not most. I can't say any of the people that I work with had given anywhere near the thought to recovery that they give to training.
Right.
So I had a very natural spot when I walked in because recovery had sold very well by Madison Avenue.
Sure has.
In the recovery drinks, the recovery bars, recovery garments. So they sold it well. So when I walked in and simply started saying that little phrase I said a couple minutes ago, that you can drink anything you want to drink,
yep,
eat anything you want to eat, wear anything you want to wear, until you decongest the area and stimulate the muscles to produce and release the myokines that drive or mediate the tissue regeneration process, everything's compromised.
Right.
Well, that phrase has opened the doors all over the country for me. And with that, I explained to people, because the obvious question is, well, how do you decongest the area and stimulate the muscles to produce the myokines?
Exactly.
Well, there I go. That's my spot. And clearly, you do not do that by making the tissue cold.
Yep.
So that's wrong. We know that's wrong. So if using ice is wrong, what is right? Well, you need to activate the muscles. And you need to be very point specific. For example, if you put it on your right hand, you stimulate the muscles in your right hand, that is not going to help your left foot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a contrast, so your eyes and brain can see it. But the fact is, if you put it on your right shoulder and it's your left shoulder that needs to work, it won't work. And in fact, it gets even tighter. If you put it on your quads and it's your adductors that need help, it won't work. You got to get to the right place. You got to activate the muscles that are tired and sore. So to do that, you need some way of accomplishing that. So say it's your quads.
Yep.
Well, you know what? You can go back in the gym like we learned back in the days when I trained my guys negative only. What we would do is bring the guys in the next day for a light workout. And when I first opened my Nautilus gym and did negative only with people, the fellow who was in charge of helping us, because not a one of us in the early days of Nautilus gyms had any idea what we were doing. The only reason we owned a Nautilus gym is because we didn't want to work and we liked working out. and we liked hanging around people that worked out.
Yep.
So that's why we had a gym back in the 70s. It wasn't because of anything else. And so with that, the guy who was in charge, his name was Ed Farnham, brilliant person in the job, probably the reason that the Nautilus phenomenon went worldwide. No doubt Arthur Jones, the inventor, gave the possibility, but Ed Farnham was the brain,
yep,
that kept people like me in touch. He called us and said, how you doing? What are you doing? Tell me what you did today. Did you call that guy back?
Yep.
Did you have this? And Ed called all the original gym owners and really taught us how to run a business. Well, Ed called me one day after I told him how I just crushed the guy. A big, tough weightlifter had come in, and I just crushed him. He said, is he coming back today? I said, nah, I don't think so. You know, I told him to come back, because we only trained twice a week back then doing that. I said, yeah, he's coming back on Friday or whatever. He goes, call him now. He said, hang up the phone, call him now, and then call me back. I called the guy up. I said, hey, you need to come in today and do a light workout. Now, why did Ed insist that I do that? Because we learned, if you lightly activated the muscles the day after working out hard,
yep,
you felt better. And now there's a chance you will come back on Friday.
Yep.
But if I made you so sore and miserable that you didn't ever want to hear my name again, let alone ever see me again,
yeah,
you never came back.
Yeah.
So we learned that the idea of the coaches saying when in the 60s, walk it off. Well, in effect, coming back and doing a light workout was walking it off. Story-wise, it's the same thing. Walking it off, coming into a light workout. We all know that it works.
Yep.
Well, here's the problem with that. It's not always practical to go and go do a light workout.
Right.
Like, say, for example, your shoulder was bothering you during your workout. Not bad, but it was bothering you. I don't want to send you back in the gym for a light workout with a shoulder that's giving you some trouble. I would rather activate your muscles electronically. And as a result, I can do just the areas tired and sore without putting any stress on your joint.
Right.
And that's why we've become so popular with electronic muscle stimulation. I represent the Mark Pro. Some people say, oh, so he's going to say Mark Pro's best. No, the reason I represent Mark Pro is because it's best.
Yep.
If it was something else that was best, that's what I'd represent. Why would I, with my connections and who I work with, You think I'm going to go in with the second best?
Right, right.
You think I'm going to go to my elite military guys and say, hey, there's something better than this, but I'm going to tell you about this one. Because no, I go and say, here's the best one. And with that, I'm able to help athletes in all categories, baseball, football, soccer, hockey, basketball, CrossFit, powerlifters, guys who, what are they called again? The guys who throw the telephone poles.
Yeah. Yep.
It doesn't matter what game you play or what effort you put out. I know how to activate your muscles and facilitate recovery. That's what matters. Can you do it without stressing or forcing you to go back into the gym and work out when it may not be convenient?
Exactly.
So what we did in the old days, back when I started, back in the that would be in the early 70s, we would bring you back in the next day. Well, given the choice today, I realize I'd have brought you back that night. So if I trained you at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, I'd tell you to come back at 6 o'clock that night. And I'd put a light workout on you then. And the reason for that is, it's very simple reality. Why would you allow all that waste of congestion back up for an extra 12 or 15 hours?
Right.
Why would you let the traffic jam get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger? Why wouldn't you just activate the muscles a few hours later?
Yep.
Now what I've learned is you're better off doing it nearly right away.
Okay.
Clearly, long before you'd be going to go back to the gym, I want to activate those muscles right away. At this time in Major League Baseball, there are at least 60 Major League pitchers using the Mark Pro every time they throw.
Mm-hmm.
My recommendation to them is, as soon as you're out of the game, as quick as you can, start activating those muscles to facilitate recovery.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how we thought. And in fact, remember, before we even understood that going back to the gym and doing a light workout worked, which, remember, the guys in the 60s already knew that, but there was this space out there somewhere around the 80s where we forgot everything the guys from the 60s knew, and we didn't do anything. And we just kind of like waited it out. In fact, I literally remember working out and the next day feeling miserable. And that was a sign that, hey, I worked out hard.
Yep.
That was almost like the badge of courage. Like, oh, man, I really worked out hard yesterday. I'm so sore I can't even move. That was so dumb. I can't believe that I was that dumb. Well, no, actually, I was that dumb because I didn't understand. Being sore is not something to brag about. Being sore means there's damage and you are not facilitating recovery because it's beginning to congest. Why don't you decongest the area and facilitate recovery now? Why would you let that waste accumulate so that you can tell people that how sore you are because you worked out so hard? What's the point of that?
Right.
I get people in recovery, get them on the recovery path. As soon as they're done working out, you're done, let's start recovery.
Well, that makes perfect sense because, as we all know, nobody wants to be out of the gym. Everybody wants to get back as soon as possible, et cetera, et cetera. But, all right, so with the Mark Pro, obviously, I've told everybody up front I am an affiliate of Mark Pro. I just feel the need to be able to come back as quickly as possible, and obviously I do things with Earth Pulse too for sleep with Paul Becker. Your two products are the main ones that I run here with the show and with the business because I feel they're second to none. Let's just get into with the Mark Pro. Obviously, we know it's already been established. We've talked about hydration, diet pretty much, you know, the nutrients you're going to need. Obviously, recovery. With the Mark Pro, especially, and we're going to go with the idea we're going to do it right after we work out, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if I want to get into the pricing of it or not, but do you feel for the average athlete, not only you get the best quality, I guess I'll call it a stimulator, if I'm incorrect, correct me. But what are we talking about to get into a Mark Pro for an athlete? Or, you know, a guy that trains very hard and competes. How is the best way to get into one of those machines, Gary?
Well, let me answer something with that by saying something first.
Okay.
My most satisfied customer is a flutist. Now, did you hear the word I said?
Oh, yeah. Flutist? Yep, yep.
Okay. Now, that would probably be the farthest thing from most of your listeners' thought that I was going to say.
Yep.
But in fact, the point is that her fingers and forearms exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
And that limits practice.
Yep.
Now, practice, training, same thing. Okay? It's the same concept. It limits practice. So when I was first asked, you think I'll help? I said, well, what's wrong? Well, my fingers and forearms are chronically fatigued. I said, yeah, it'll help. And that turned out to be one of my, if my most satisfied customers.
Yep.
It's not my most satisfied customer. Now, I have major league pitchers. I have guys from the elite military, people who do really hard stuff in sports, in the CrossFit world, all kinds of different people. But remember, it doesn't matter why or how you got tired and sore.
Yep.
If it's from pulling weeds in the backyard or playing in the Super Bowl, it makes no difference. If your muscles are tired and sore and you want to facilitate recovery, you need to activate the muscles and bring in the nourishment, flush out the waste, stimulate the muscles to produce and release the myokines to drive or mediate that tissue regeneration process, and ultimately reorganize the repaired tissue.
Yep.
Now, you may think, oh, did he just make that up? No, that's what has to happen. You have to bring in the good stuff, take out the bad stuff. You got to stimulate the muscles to produce and release the myokines, and you got to reorganize the repaired tissue. That's what you have to do. Well, you do that by activating the muscles. That's why a little bit ago we talked about passive movement won't work.
Right.
And it doesn't work because it doesn't do what you need done. You must activate the muscles to cause the increased flow in. You must activate the muscles to cause that increased flow out. You got to activate the muscles to get the myokines produced and released. And you got to activate the muscles to reorganize the repaired tissue. You've got to activate. Okay, well, to activate, how do you do that? Well, you have to cause stress. You got to do something. You got to lift a weight. You got to pull on a band. You got to pull the rock up. You got to do something. Or you can use a muscle stimulator.
Yep.
And when you use a muscle stimulator, you can be point specific. Whereas if your quads are tired and sore, and it's mostly your lateral quad, there is virtually no way for you to go to the gym and do only your lateral quads.
Yep.
I can do it easily. Or if it's your traps that are tired and sore, how in the world do you go to the gym and active recover your traps? I haven't figured out a way to do it yet. You know, shrug your shoulders. I don't know. I guess that's what you do. I have no idea how you would really do it, nor have I ever seen anybody do it. But I can do it with a muscle stimulator.
Right.
So the question becomes, or as I heard you ask there, how much does all of this cost? Well, it depends on how you view it. If we're doing it on a per time cost fee, it doesn't cost very much at all.
Right, right.
If you're saying, you know, what's it cost for one use? Well, if you're going to buy it for one use, don't buy it. Okay, that's not a good plan. But if you're going to use it 3, 4, 5 times a week, and you're going to use it for the next 5 years, well, what's the big deal? You're talking pennies a day.
That's right. No, you're right.
And that's all it costs. I was just at the World Golf Fitness Conference down in New Orleans last week, and I talked to some people who came to my area. I was a vendor at that, you know, educating people on muscle recovery. And a few people walked up. There weren't many, but a few people walked up and said, well, you know, how much is this thing? You know, it sounds really good, but how much is it? I said, let me ask you a question before I answer you, okay? How much are your golf clubs? What do you mean? How much were your golf clubs? I said, you know what? Don't answer how much they were.
Right.
Just tell me this. Were they the cheapest ones you could possibly get at the cheapest discount store? or did you go to a golf store and buy at least something mid-range in a professional store? Well, a little better than mid-range in a professional store. Right. But you could have bought junk, couldn't you? But you didn't. You bought something good because you wanted the results to come with good things.
That's right.
This product costs more than the junk you can buy online for a few dollars. Now, big surprise that the stuff you buy online, you don't use very long or very often, and you don't have around 3 years later. Mark Pro, I literally have people who are using the Mark Pro technology because we had a medical product only before the Mark Pro. I literally have machines that have been in the training centers of professional teams for over 30 years.
Yeah.
Now, they've had to replace the lead wires, and they've had to get new batteries, but the product worked perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, replacing the lead wires and the batteries, that's pennies. That's nothing to do that. Getting a good quality product, that's what matters. And the Mark Pro, I tell everyone who asks me, is on the high side of the price.
Yep.
But it's also on the high side of the quality and the guarantee and the durability. And with that, I divide it out by how long you're going to have it and how much you're going to use it, and we're pennies a day.
Yeah.
And for pennies a day, if I can solve the problem of recovery, because remember, if you go from session to session to session to session with chronic fatigue, you will ultimately alter your mechanics. If you alter your mechanics and continue to perform at the same level,
yep,
you will hurt yourself.
Yep.
Okay, why would you take that chance when you can simply solve it by facilitating recovery? Now remember, you've got to properly hydrate, nourish, and rest.
Correct.
You got to have them. You know, this isn't magic. But if you give me the three I need, here's how you can facilitate your muscles to bring in the good stuff, take out the bad stuff, produce and release the myokine, and reorganize the repair tissue.
Makes sense to me. I mean, look, at everybody wants the edge, as they say it, and the best way to do it is the three, and then have something like the Mark Pro, which is going to facilitate all the waste out, getting basically, I've used different stim machines. I mean, I like the feel of the musculature feels very alive again. You know, you're not feeling all that hurt. And let's face it, you go out and you got to face a big stone lift or a big squat or whatever. You can't have that stuff. And as we all know, injury, I hate that word overtraining, but you'll get to the point where you fry your central nervous system. And then they're going to try to tell you to deload. And at that point, you'd be better off just taking 2 weeks off. So I fully understand the pennies a day and what it is, and it's a beautiful, they make two different ones, and they are beautiful machines. But Gary, so how do we get the person, the garage guy, the garage girl, the ones that maybe aren't at Olympic and elite level? I mean, obviously we can tell them pennies a day, and we have the studies to show it. But what is going to push the person over the edge to think about purchasing one of these units? And obviously, we know we've got them that have been out there for over 30 years. But, you know, people are going to be skeptical about anything. And, you know, they'd much rather just waste their money on things that aren't going to help them. So what would you say to somebody right now that's on the fence that says, okay, I'm very interested in this? What would you tell them at this point?
Well, two things. One, the vast majority of Mark Pro customers are not elites.
Yep.
There aren't that many elites. If we only sold to elites, we'd be out of business.
Yep.
I'm going to guess that 99% of our customers, and I'm being real here, 99% of our customers are not elites.
Mm-hmm.
They're people who want to do things like me. I want to go run 20 miles in the canyon.
Mm-hmm.
So I go run 20 miles in the canyon. I put Mark Pro on for an hour and a half when I'm done. By tonight, I'll feel great.
Yep.
That's why I do it. The guy who wants to walk the golf course. You know, the woman who simply wants to do, believe it or not, there are people who want to do this. They simply want to feel comfortable after their workout. You know, whether they go to the gym and lift weights or whether they do yoga or what. They just want to feel, they don't want their muscles to hurt. not everybody views the world from the pair of glasses that you and I have worn, and I don't anymore, by the way, but the pair of glasses you and I have worn that says, man, oh, when I wake up, I'm so sore. Oh, yesterday's workout was so great. I don't think that's cute anymore. There was a day where I thought, oh, man, I worked out so hard yesterday. I can't even move my arms today. I'd go to my buddies. I'd say, oh, man, I'm so sore. Oh, my pecs. And they poke you in the pecs just to watch you squirm. I don't think that's funny.
Nope.
I don't want to do that anymore. I want that to go away. So the question, how do I get you off the fence? A, do you care enough about feeling good and doing and continuing to do what you do? So if you don't care about feeling good and you don't really care if you continue what you're doing, buy one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to feel good and you want to keep doing what you do, by the way, it could be as simple as you like working in the yard doing gardening and it makes your low back and your hands tired and sore. I have people buy it for that reason alone, for their moms and dads.
Yep.
Now, with that said, here's how I get you off the fence. The company offers a 30-day, in effect, trial. You go online, you buy the machine, you put it on your credit card, interest-free 12 payments. So why wouldn't you do that? If on the 29th day you say, you know what, this thing doesn't help me, send it back. There's no charge.
Yeah. I mean, what do you got to lose?
Okay. I can't imagine why you wouldn't do that.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. If you don't care about feeling good or you don't care about continuing doing what you do that's physical, well, then you won't do it.
Yep.
Very, very few people return their machines.
Yep.
It happens. It happens. Every once in a while, someone sends one back. But it's very rare. But the guarantee is there. It's in writing. The company has been around. Literally, this is their 42nd or 43rd year they've been in business.
Yep.
So this is not new. This company is a solid family-owned company. It's in writing. It's legitimate. You don't like it, you return it after 30 days of trying it. Well, you got to do it before 30 days.
Right.
So at 29 days, you got to call up and say, you know what? This isn't working out for me. I want to give it back.
Right.
Now, why wouldn't you try that? And then when you go to the website and you see the user list is unbelievable.
Yep.
From the motocross guys to the MMA guys. I think you know that last week I was on Misha Tate's podcast.
Yep.
I'm in the loop. The people who are using it are in all different categories, from a flutist to a guy that throws a telephone pole. I got to learn what that's called, by the way. I feel terrible now that you said the real name.
That's called the Highland Games.
The Highland Games.
That's called the caber. They toss the caber.
Well, you know what? I need to learn that, so I don't know that. But I do know he does it.
Yep, like, yep.
So I have so many different people who do things physical that you say, well, you work with a flutist? Yeah. Really? And you work with professional baseball pitchers? Yeah. And you work with soccer players? What category don't you do? My category is people that get tired and sore from physical effort.
Yep.
If you're tired and sore from physical effort, I want to talk to you.
Yep.
I understand how to facilitate recovery.
Yep.
And I know for a fact that it is not driven by what you drink, eat, or wear.
Yep.
By the way, you didn't hear me say anything negative about the drinking, eating, and wearing.
No.
It's not. Those things are good. But until you decongest the area and stimulate the muscles to produce and release the myokines that drive or mediate that tissue regeneration process, everything is compromised.
Yep. Well, I'm looking right now. I mean, anybody that wants to go out, just go out to MacPro.com. They list two different versions of this device. It's called the Mac Pro and the Mac Pro Plus. I would say go out and give it a gander. Take a look at it. They've got everything you need to do it. And we're running a thing through Motivation and Muscle. If you're interested in getting the Mac Pro, all you have to do is type in Motivation, and you will get a discount on these two products, correct?
Yeah, so it, just to make it easier for everybody, it's Marc Pro, MARCPRO. So Marc, MARCPRO. It doesn't matter, but I'm just going to tell you, Marc stands for Muscle Activated Recovery Cascade. So it actually means something. And when you go there, just go markpro.com, mm-hmm. look through it, read the science, read the user list, read the comments, the reviews. There are hundreds of reviews from Peloton magazine to the Ironman people, from baseball, from football. Read it. It's unbelievable the success we have had with people who want to feel better.
Yep.
And want to continue doing what they do. And when you get to the checkout area, you'll see it says enter coupon. Well, the coupon is where you would put in motivation.
Right.
And that will give you the maximum discount available. And of course, with that, remember, you still get the guarantee.
Right.
So because you get a discount doesn't mean you don't get the guarantee. You get the guarantee, the discount, and I would say most importantly, the chance to try it and see how much it helps you feel better.
And I'll tell you what, anybody in our audience that buys one of these units, and I will let you come on a show with Gary and I, and the three of us will do a show together, if Gary's up for it, which I'm sure he would, but we'll wait to see what he says. And we will literally dissect what you've done with the machine, what the attributes you feel that you've gained from it. If you got anything negative, I've got no problem with that. I got thick skin here. I'm sure we can figure out a way, though, to make you the superstar you want to be, too, because I'm telling you right now, there's no way if you're not doing things like this and you're really involved in some pretty intense stuff. And it doesn't have to be weightlifting. We already heard about the musician, the gardener. I know, I garden all the time. Your knees, your lower back, your fingers. When you're out there treading through dirt for hours, I don't care how structurally sound you are, how athletic you are, it's all that repetitive, repetitive, repetitive. And when you hear people talking about it, you can get away with it for a while, but you know, we all know what happens with repetitive stress, injuries, pulls, et cetera, et cetera. Look, the way I look at it is I want to perform at my best all the time. If the Marc Pro is going to do that for you, it's something to invest in. Gary, summarize anything you want. Give out any information that you got. I'll give mine out and hang on the line if you would, please.
Great. So I'll just tell you this. Go look at the people who are using it. I'm going to name drop a few people. Not paid. They bought the product, and they talk about it. Golf. Michelle Wee won the U.S. Open last year.
Yep.
Stacey Lewis, another female golfer, one of the top golfers in the world. Kobe Bryant. Dwayne Wade. And then go and look at the list. Now, these are people who, on their own, no, we didn't ask them. We didn't suggest it. They just did it. They bought the product, and then they put it out on the social media world and said, look, this thing is really cool. It helped me. Now, I don't know what someone needs to make a decision because I don't understand what's in that person's head. It's not possible for me to know from here. But when I tell you that the science is there, the quality of the product is there, the results are guaranteed. If you don't get the results you're looking for, you just return it. And what I recommend it, anybody who isn't confident that I really want to do this, just do it on the payment program.
Yep.
Don't buy it out front. Just do it on the payment program. That way you're out 1 month's payment out of the 12. And then if you find that, hey, you know what? This thing isn't doing what I want, you just return it and you get your money back.
There you go.
Now, one little thing about you said there were two models. The one model has a pain control setting.
Yeah.
Here's what I say about pain control. If you're using drugs to mask pain, use Marc Pro. At least there aren't side effects. Okay? It's just a simple reality. If you've got stuff that hurts and you're using drugs, any of the brand names, let's not say brand names here, but you're using the brand names to make the pain stop so you can train or whatever you want to do, use Mark Pro. There isn't side of there's no chemical side effect.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense to take drugs if you don't need to. Read the warning label of the drugs. Why would you do that? You can have a product like Mark Pro, and as a result, no side effects.
Right.
So it's markpro.com. And of course, by the way, I'll come back on your show gladly. In fact, I would love to come back on the show if we could, you know, have a dozen people lined up with questions.
Beautiful.
I'd love to. It's what I do every day with my elite athletes. I take calls from all over the country, and they start. Sometimes I'm on the phone. I think I was on the phone with you one day at like 4:30 in the morning,
yep,
my time,
yep.
7:30 your time. So I take calls when I'm up, I'm ready to go. I can't wait to talk.
Yep.
But it would be even more fun to come on your show with people, and I don't want to know the question in advance.
No.
I'm not a politician. You just ask me the question, and I'll do my best to answer it.
Absolutely.
And there's a pretty good shot that I will know the answer or know where to get the answer. And if I don't know where to get it or I don't have it, I'll admit it. I don't play games with you. If I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know that. But I've heard over the years thousands and thousands and thousands of questions.
Sure.
And I've personally met with and worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the most elite athletic trainers, physical therapists, orthopedic surgeons, people in the field of sports medicine working with elite athletes. That's who I interact with. So if I don't know the answer or I can't get the answer, you asked a really hard question, and I won't quit, but I'll tell you at that time I don't know it.
Oh, hey, that makes sense to me. Nothing like a little honesty. Give out anything else you got, Gary, and I'll give mine out and just hang on the line if you would, please.
But very simply, if anybody's interested in my book, go to GaryReinl.com, and the last name's a little tricky. It's R-E-I-N-L. And just find me, and you can get all of my stuff there. The only thing for sale on my website, by the way, is my book, and it just takes you to Amazon. So don't think you're going to go there and going to try to sell you something. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in connecting to me, if you have a question or you want to know something or you want to tell me something, right on my website, you just hit the contact, comes to me, and I answer all my mail. I don't have someone filtering it.
Nice. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. This is Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. MotivationMuscle.com, the top 10 ways to, let me put it this way. All the products there, they are all free right now. If you want to really build some mental stuff, you want to build stuff out of the rack, you want to learn how to take a vanilla program and turn into a star with it, or you want something that is strictly the spoken word with some really great movements. A lot of them have been lost in time that people don't do anymore. Well, I got news for you. They add up, and they do produce results. So go out there and check all that out, motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Same thing. Go out and look at the wealth of knowledge out there. You're not going to find anybody with a library like we've got here, and it is growing bigger and bigger. MotivationandMuscle.com. If there's subject matter you'd like Gary and I to talk about, go out to FiorellaBarba@nightcap.r.com, or you can go right out to MotivationandMuscle.com and leave a comment. Keep everything above the board. That's how we like to do things here. Also, too, I'll leave you with these five things. Number one, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them words of inspiration. Five words can change your life. Also, too, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to train today, lift, bend, break, squat, push, press, pull. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. As the great Hoosa Steel Stone says, our crusher there in blood red domination. We are domination. We clear cut our path. We don't follow anyone's. And three words I live by, I write on everything I put out: dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Also, no one will ever clip our balls because we talk about testosterone on here like no tomorrow, and we never will stop. And as Russell Fur says, who's listened to Eminem from the beginning and who is a guest on the show, when I listen to your show, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Russell, we will say that to the day we sign off. Also, I'll leave a few things with you, too, before Gary and I sign off. Frank Klein, who was one of the greatest teachers I've ever had. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My father, be a leader, not a follower. Those words are so important right now. John Ridge, who was my chiropractor for years, who was very big behind me, really going after this business, and it was like a father figure to me because I lost my dad long before I met John. He used to say two words, keep smiling, and I dare you to say that to yourself and not smile. I've never been able to not do it. It's impossible. We miss John. We lost him 2 years ago. I miss Friday afternoons with that gentleman more than anybody will ever know. What a great man like the other two. And at some point in time, we're going to meet up, and I know it. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or 1,000 or 500 how many friends you got about us, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to kick it through. We want you to be part of our family, part of our revolution. We are doing amazing things here. Wait till a year from now. It will be phenomenal when we're talking about the growth of this company and all the people we've helped out. Gary, thank you for being on, sir.
My pleasure. The meltdown continues.
Heck yeah. For Gary Rhino, this is Eric Fiorello. As I always say, you all have greatness in you. Don't let people tell you you're nothing. There's too many people out there telling people that. You're all something. You're all stars. Go out and do something you love to do. And we will talk to you soon. We'll have Gary on next month, everybody. Work hard, and you'll get to where you want. Thanks, everyone, and we will talk to you in November. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.